February 21st, 2019. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, boundaries of the heart can be good or evil. Good boundaries protect the heart from embracing the evils of the day. Bad boundaries bar the heart from embracing the truth. The truth exposes evil and all that denies the truth of my commandments. These days, souls are indifferent towards their responsibility, towards their own salvation. This includes their recognition of sin in their lives. Hearts are devoted to technology, sinful forms of entertainment, and money. They love the world and its allurements more than me. I gave mankind my commandments as a path to salvation. They are not outdated and do not need to be redefined. They need to be obeyed. If souls would surrender to my commandments the way they do to false gods of the world, you will have peace. False religions such as Islam, Buddhism, and many more are pulling people apart and causing division between nations. The truth of my commandments calls for unity amongst all people and all nations. The truth does not call for a one-world leader. Such a one is the forerunner of my wrath and my Son's second coming. True unity does not open the door to dictatorship. It opens the door to unity in the truth of my commandments. Take heed. A note is given to read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 9 through 12. The coming of the lawless one by the activity of Satan will be with all power and with pretended signs and wonders and with all wicked deception for those who are to perish because they refused to love the truth and so be saved. Therefore God sends upon them a strong delusion to make them believe what is false, so that all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.